Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 2nd edition. We got 12 games slate on tap for you, and we have offense galore. But hey, football was kind of back last night, and if you liked playing that, join the quantedge.com because they were cashing a plenty in the member Discord. There was lots going on there. I made one single entry. I tripled up. I never play preseason fantasy football. I just sat there, paid attention to the Discord, read the article. Voila. It was absolutely beautiful. So go join the quantedge.com. Get the NFL DFS season package for $149.99. Use promo code Bubba and you get the rest of baseball free. So if you're listening to the podcast, you like playing baseball DFS, you're going to like playing football because you're going to listen to the 2-point conversion podcast. Go get the quantedge.com for $149.99. Use promo code Bubba. Get the rest of MLB free. It'll be well worth the bang for your buck. Also, if you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. It would help the podcast out quite a bit. All right, I mentioned lots and lots of offense on this slate. We have 10 of the 12 totals are available right now. 9 of the 10 are 9 or higher. 5 of the 10 are 10 or higher. We have at least 5 team totals right now that are above 5 with more just knocking on the door. There will be offense galore. Weather-wise, wind blowing out of Yankee Stadium. Red Sox, Yankees about 9 miles an hour to left. You got about 20% chances of rain in Mets, Pittsburgh. About 15% in Toronto, Baltimore. Wind blowing in from right field in Cleveland between the Angels and the Indians about 10 miles an hour. And then it's very, very hot in Texas. The totals on your slate, Red Sox, Yankees, 10.5. White Sox, Phillies, 9.5. Mets, Pirates, 9. Blue Jays, Orioles waiting on that one. That'll be high. Angels, Indians waiting on that one. That should be maybe 8.5, 9. Reds, Braves, 9. Tigers, Rangers, 10. Royals, Twins, 11. Mariners, Astros, 10. Giants, Rockies, and Coors, 13. Nationals, D-backs, 9.5. Padres, Dodgers, 8.5. So yes. Offense galore. When we break down the pitching, I got 7 pitchers. 7 of the 24 I will discuss with you. The top price guy is Lance Lynn. Yes, this is not a mispronunciation. This is not a mistake. The highest priced pitcher on August 2nd of the 2019 MLB season is Lance Lynn. How things have changed. He's earned it, though. Price tag of 11.7 at home against the Tigers. Lynn's been outstanding this year, 28 and 26 in his last two. Had a 10, then a 37, 20, 40, an 18, a 32. He's been pretty much 20 points or more in 9 of 10 with big 30-plus point upside. It is a hitter-friendly environment there in Texas tonight, but Detroit striking out 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Lynn's a minus 220 home favorite, the 27% K rate of his own, a 43% ground ball rate. And even with an extremely good hitting environment, Detroit only has a 4-team total. Lefty's 297, righty's 269 versus Lynn. They have a 283 WOBA and a 144 ISO. They don't have Nick Castellanos anymore, so it gets better and better to face them. Lance Lynn at 11.7, if you're paying up for pitching and you want to go all the way up, it is outstanding, the situation he's in tonight. Robbie Ray, 10,400. Yes, I skipped over my Clevenger. I love Clevenger. Angels don't strike out a lot. If you want to go there, you can. I'd rather save money and gamble with Robbie Ray at 10-4 at home against the Washington Nationals. Yes, a national team that can be good, but you also got Robbie Ray with a 3.6 home ERA, averaging about 22 points per game at home. And just overall, of late, he has 20 or more points in 5 straight starts. He has 26 or more in 4 of those 5. And if you want to go even deeper, we can say 6 of his last 7, he has 20 or more. And then 8 of his last 10, he has 20 or more. Big time upside at $10,400. You got a Nats team that strikes about 21.5% of the time versus lefties. Robbie Ray, almost 32% K rate, 37% ground ball rate. Can't give up the hard contact, of course. can do stuff along those lines. But when you look at a Washington Nationals team with a 4.4 team total, lefties 287, righties 322, there's some definite GPP upside with Robbie Ray. Now, the Nats do have a 353 WOBA and a 201 ISO versus lefties. That's the likes of Anthony Rendon as a big piece of that. Trey Turner's not too shabby. Howie Kendrick was good earlier in the year, not as much of late. So it's kind of a mix and match there with the Nats versus lefties of late. But Robbie Ray in a GPP, lots of upside. It is risky, but lots of upside at 10-4. The last guy above $9,000, Wade Miley, $9,100. We got Lance Lynn at 11-7, and we got Wade Miley at 91, folks. Isn't this fun? I'm having fun. Wade Miley, a 1.92 home ERA this year, averaging 21 points per game at home. Recent home starts, well, he had 22.5 at St. Louis, but 22-4 against Oakland at home. Seattle at home got 12.5. Baltimore at home got 23. He's been outstanding on the season as a whole, but especially at home. Gets a Seattle team, you can strike out almost 27% of the time versus lefties. He's a minus 265 home favorite. That's even higher than Lance Lynn. 21% K rate for Miley and a 53% ground ball rate, which is outstanding. And when you look at Seattle, they have a 3.7 team total, second lowest on the slate. Lefties 268, righties 277 off Miley in Seattle, a 318 WOBA, 183 ISO, which isn't bad. It's not great, but it's not bad. So Miley at 91, another intriguing play that no one will want to pay up that price tag for Wade Miley. So up top, I got Lynn, Ray, Miley. Ray's obviously risky. Lynn's very, very expensive. So if you want upside arm without paying much, you go to Wade Miley. All right, 8K and below. It gets a little fun here, but Alex Wood actually was decent in his first start off the IL, 4 2/3, 7 hits, 2 earns, 1 walk, 4 Ks. He gave up a 2-run home run in Great American Small Park against the Rockies, threw 80 pitches. The end result of 10 DraftKings points wasn't great, but you got to imagine he's going to go 90-plus pitches. He's 8K against the Atlanta Braves, GPP only, because you don't know exactly how deep he's going to get into the game, which is a big bugaboo. But you got an Atlanta team that strikes out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. That's a big plus when you're looking at Alex Wood at $8,000. Also an Atlanta team with a 4.85 team total. They have a 341 WOBA and a 214 ISO versus lefty. So extremely risky with Alex Wood, but the upside is there at $8,000. A guy that we've seen in the last couple years, when he's healthy, he's been on, and he's been able to take care of good teams just fine. But hey, second start back, we don't know for sure. We should expect about 90 pitches or so. It is a tough lineup, but in a GPP at 8,000, there is upside with Alex Wood. Get you 15, 20 points if he's rocking and rolling. Steven Matz, $7,700 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. His last start was against Pittsburgh, where he threw a complete game shutout for 40 points, but then prior to that, 17 at the Giants. Prior to that, though, it was very, very ugly. They said he's mixing some things up. He's working on some things. Maybe that's led to the recent success. The Pirates don't strike out a ton. Even in that complete game shutout, he had 5 Ks on the season. Pittsburgh strikes out 18% of the time versus lefties. Matt's 21% K rate, 47% ground ball rate is a big plus. Pittsburgh a 4.5 team total. Lefties 362, righties 329. But Pittsburgh a 290 WOBA versus left-handed pitching, only a 150 ISO. So that stands out quite a bit when you look at the Pittsburgh Pirates. So Matt's at 77, maybe more cash than GPP, but he's when I get to my rankings, he's the bottom of the bunch here. The guy that I'm going to play a lot of, and I think a lot of people are, and I might just eat the chalk on this one because the matchup is outstanding, is Dustin May of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Their top pitching prospect is making his debut tonight. He had a 2.3 ERA with a 24-9 K per walk in AAA this year in his 5 AAA starts, which is outstanding with that live ball. If you haven't seen him, he's got long, flowing, red, bright red hair. They call him Ginger Guard, because he's got the look of Syndergaard and he's got the stuff of Syndergaard. The people are raving about May. I believe he's in the Arizona Fall League. He was in the Futures game. This guy's really, really good. And what better first start than the San Diego Padres? Doesn't get much better than that. A team that strikes out 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They have a 3.6 team total. The lowest on the slate are the Padres versus a debut pitcher in Dustin May. They have a 307 WOBA and a 180 ISO versus righties. I think May is going to be super chalky. I don't really care. If he doesn't pitch well, I'll take it. But you cannot ask for a better situation for a kid in his debut, a kid with the stuff he has, all to and a 70. They could have priced him at 85. They could have priced him at 91 like Wade Miley, and I think he'd be popular tonight. $7,600 is just too cheap. It's one of those you rock and roll with. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but it's a phenomenal price tag and a great matchup. Last guy I'll mention is Jason Vargas, $7,400, making his Phillies debut against the Chicago White Sox. He has not faced the White Sox yet this year, but Vargas, you know, he's got you 15 or more points in three starts. He's got you 13 or more in four of his last five. He keeps you in games. He's a crafty veteran, if you want to go there. He's facing a White Sox team that strikes out 26% of the time versus left-handed pitching, a -180 home favorite at $7,400, 20% K rate, 40% ground ball rate. We know who Jason Vargas is. We know it can get ugly at times, but at the same time, he can deal. And the White Sox have a 4.1 team total. It's fourth lowest on the slate. So you got Vargas and May, two of the four lowest totals on the slate. Lefties 296, righties 314 versus Vargas. The White Sox do have a 333 wOBA, but only a 161 ISO versus lefties. So I like Vargas quite a bit at 74. I'll see myself making Dustin May, Jason Vargas lineups and getting all the bats. I know that for a fact. I'll make at least one, if not more, of that combination and rolling it out. So down below, I got May, Vargas, Wood, Mats. Overall, Lynn, Ray, Miley up top. Ray makes for a sneaky GPP play. And then down below, it's Dustin May time, folks. Jason Vargas, Alex Wood, and Steven Matz. To the bats on this 12-game slate. It's really weird having scheduled off days on a Friday, but that's the new baseball schedule. Oakland A's have two of them this month. Two scheduled off days on Fridays. Catcher's position, you got Mitch Garver against Glenn Sparkman. That is a juicy matchup at $5,300. If you're paying up for pitching or catching, that's a great one. You got the Giants catchers and Coors. If you're paying up, you can go there. I just pay all the way up to Garver. I'd rather have Garver than the Giants catchers, but that's just me. Otherwise, you go down to $4,100 to JT Realmuto. I've been preaching it. The regular listeners and the readers of the Batter Breakdown at the Quant Edge, they know it. I've been preaching Realmuto. He's up to averaging 10 points over his last 10. 30, 5, 8, 20, 19, 0, 14. He is heating up in a big way of late. He's only $4,100 versus our good buddy, Ivan Nova. So the Phillies will be popular tonight, and rightfully so. You can definitely get to Ivan Nova. Philadelphia, 5.4 team total. Lefties, 335. Righties, 370. For you, Mutual, only $4,100. Very, very good upside at that price point. You could look at a Cisco or a Castro at 39. In their matchups, I'd almost rather go to Real Muto, but those are good if you're stacking one of those two teams. Roberto Perez double-donged a couple nights ago. You got Dylan Peters, the lefty for the Angels, making the start. So Roberto at 38 in play for you if you need to get a little cheaper. Ryan LaVarnway at 35 versus Gossman. If he's in the lineup, you could go there. James McCann at 35 does hit like hit lefties. Vargas has the reverse splits going. But you could look there. I'm still liking Realmuto the best out of this group. But these are some guys, if you need to save some cash, you could definitely give them a peek. When you get to the bottom of 3K, you got Troy Walters of Colorado, only 32 versus Sean Anderson. That's a great punt. That's a really good punt. You got our boy Will Smith getting jiggy with it with the grand slam in L.A. last night. He's 3,200 versus Eric Lauer. He's a great play. 25, 18, 7, 5, 34 in his last five. $3,200 versus Lauer. I can definitely get behind that. The Doyers have a 4.9 total. Lefties 327. Righties 314 versus Lauer. So Will Smith at 32. Troy Walters at 32. And Coors, both solid looks for you there. Then other than that, you're looking like Danny Jansen went deep last night. Really good play in Baltimore as Aaron Brooks is not very good. The ball flies out of Baltimore. You could definitely take advantage of that. Toronto waiting on that total. But lefties 389. Righties 340 off Aaron Brooks. Sub 3K. That's when you start checking out lineups, looking for punts. Tucker Barnhart at 28 versus Kevin Gossman's a great punt. If you need to go there, Cam Gallagher at 28. I'd rather have Tucker Barnhart, but both of those guys are in play for you. If you need to punt it up, you got Martin Maldonado at 2,600 versus Kikuchi. That's not a bad punt as well. But, you know, you got the likes of Jansen, Will Smith, Realmuto. Those are some of my top catcher options tonight. First base, Daniel Murphy at 52, and Coors with Sean Anderson is outstanding. This on paper is going to be a rough night. Colorado 6.6 team total, lefties 387, righties 334 off Sean Anderson. The Rockies, this should be a get-right spot for them against Sean Anderson tonight at 5,200. You got the likes of Pablo Sandoval and Coors, but Trey Mancini, I mentioned it yesterday, really good spot there. He went to Pound Town, Ding Dong City. He's $4,900. He's averaging over 10 points his last 10, 14, 16, and 9 in his last three. $4,900 for San Gaviglio. No problem with that at all. Lefty's 354. Righty's only 282 for Sammy Boy. But Trey Mancini's not your average righty. Yuli Gurriel at 47 versus Kikuchi in a GPP. I can get behind that for sure. Domingo Santana, I missed him. He's $5,100. Switch it. Domingo versus Alexander in that matchup. Texas is a really, really good spot tonight. Tyler Alexander is a guy you can target. Texas, a team total basically at 6. Lefty's 217. Righty's 356 versus Tyler Anderson. So don't sleep on that one. If you want to get contrarian, Philly's Reese Hoskins, 4,400. Hits righties with a lot of power. Ivan Nova supplies righties with a lot of power. Justin Smoke, if you're stacking Toronto at 43, very nice piece of that stack there. Lots of offense tonight, folks. Lots of offense. You got like Michael Chavis in a GPP at 4K versus Paxton. Not a must play, but a GPP value if you need it. Sub 4K now, like a Joey Votto at 38 versus Kevin Gausman's got a little bit of appeal. If Yonder Alonso cracks the lineup for Colorado at only $3,800, that's a great play. That's a really, really good play at $3,800. Other than that, you just kind of look at value as it pops up. Jose Abreu at only 37 does have some upside. Matt Theis at 36. I'd rather have Abreu. Chesler Cuthbert at only 36 against Martin Perez. Big fan of that if you want to go there. Kansas City should be interesting tonight. They have a 4.3 team total. Martin Perez is not the Martin Perez from the start of the year, so keep that in mind. Sam Travis at 31 for your Uber punt if you so choose. Second base, Jose Altuve at 5K. Not bad. Ketel Marte, really good look there at 48 versus Joe Ross. You could take advantage of that. I got the speedy Johnny VR, but Ryan McMahon and Coors at 45 is very, very nice. I mentioned how Tyler Anderson's had success versus lefties this year. In a GPP, I still like Ruben Newt at 45. He does hit lefties quite well. Ryan McMahon would be my play at 45, but I don't mind some Ruggie. Whit Merrifield at 44 is okay. But Kevin Biggio at 43 against Brooks, I can definitely get behind that. 10 more points last night from Kevin. I talk about him pretty much every pod, but he's really getting it going of late. 10, 18, 2, 26, 5, 25. The kid's hitting anywhere from first to fourth, usually in that lineup. Good look there at 43 versus Brooks in Toronto. On a slate like tonight, I was all over him last night, and they dominated. I think they're in a smash spot again tonight because Baltimore's pitching is that bad. And the best part about it, on a big slate like tonight with so many totals higher than theirs, they're going to get overlooked quite a bit. So Toronto, very nice. Ozzy Albies hits lefties great. He's 4,200. I'd rather have Biggio at 43 tonight. I mentioned Chavis earlier at 4K. He's in play if you need to. Sub 4K, like Luis Arias, only 39 versus Sparkman. Good value for you there. Jason Kipnis versus Peters in the bullpen at 38 if you need to. Jonathan Scope in a GPP at 38. I can get behind that play. I'm not in love with a lot of these punts, but they're down here if you're stacking. Like Jace Peterson, 35. I don't mind Cesar Hernandez at 35. Or you get Scooter Jeanette and Coors at 35. Scooter Jeanette and Coors can be really good at 35, just saying. Cesar Hernandez at 35 as well against Ivan Nova. Those are two really good punts if you're coming all the way down. And then Robbie Cano at only 32 versus Trevor Williams. You can hit Williams with lefties very, very well. So you got a couple really nice punts at 35 and below at second base if you need to save some cash. Third base, Devers versus Paxton, GPP, sure. Arenado at 52 is very solid versus Anderson. Very, very solid. You got Pablo and Coors at 5K. You got Miguel Sano in a GPP at 49. You can go there. But switch it. Jose Ramirez at 48 has got my attention versus Dylan Peters. Cleveland has a team total waiting for it. But lefty's 337. Righty's 405 in a small sample versus Dylan Peters. So Jose Ramirez, switch hitter, could be a nice look for you there. Eugenio Suarez, if you're stacking Cincy, he's contrarian at 47. Mentioned Yuli Gurriel. I do like me some Bregman at 46. I think that's a bit of a value versus Kikuchi there. Bregs went deep last night for 28 points. But I'd rather at that same price. Actually, he's $100 cheaper. I've been preaching this man. I've been tweeting this man. The great, the wonderful Vladito. $4,500 in Baltimore. He double donged last night for 37. He had 25 the game before. A 5, a 21, a 25. He has 21 or more DraftKings points in four of his last five. The dude is raking. raking. Aaron Brooks tonight at 4,500. You got Justin Turner at 45. You can go there, but you take Vladdy. If you're paying 45, you're taking Vlad Guerrero Jr. Even if he puts up a goose egg, that is baseball, but you take Vlad Guerrero at 45. Hunter Dozier at 42, really good play if you're going to be sneaky and stack the Royals. I like that quite a bit. You can't go Machado in a GPP because May might just groove one in there, especially with the adrenaline going early. Take advantage of that long ball. You got Luis Arias, like we talked about, at 39 in his situation. Matt Theis, but Chesler Cuthbert at 36 is a good value. Don't mind that at all. Kyle Seager at 36. Marvin Gonzalez at only 3,500 versus Sparkman is stupid. That's a great punt if you need it. Really, really good look for you there at 35 with Marwin Gonzalez. Heading over to shortstop, you got Trevor Story and Coors at 54 in a great spot. You got Lindor's in a great spot at 52. Just pay all the way up for Story or drop down to the X-Man because he's going to give it to you. $4,900 for Xander Bogaerts. Double dong yesterday for 38. The dude's having a phenomenal season, hitting 317 with 25 Jimmy Jacks. $4,900 versus Paxton. I like the Red Sox quite a bit tonight versus Paxton in that matchup. They have a team total above 5, lefties 286, righties 316. And as a team, they've hit Paxton quite well. So keep an eye on Xander at only 4,900. Jorge Polanco at 47 is a great play versus Sparkman as well. Carlos Correa getting going. He's 46 versus Kikuchi. You could definitely take advantage of that if you so choose. Going down farther, though, like a Didi Gregorius in a GPP. But give me Bo Bichette at 42. I played a lot of him yesterday. 12 more points. He's hitting every game. He's got 12, 22, 10 in his last three. He's double-digit multi-hit games in three straight. So Bichette at 42, really good play. There was Aaron Brooks. Gene Segura at 42, a great play as well. Farther down, you look at the shortstop position. You got like Ahmed Rosario, maybe in a GPP. Tim Anderson versus Vargas at 39 in a GPP. I can get behind that. A few others. Brandon Crawford is day-to-day, but he's 37 in Coors. If he cracks the lineup, he loves playing in Coors. Who doesn't? But keep him in mind at 37 if he cracks the lineup. Other than that, there's not too much else at this point in time. And then in the outfield, on a slate like this, you're going to have everybody. Blackman's a great play at 58. Bellinger's always in play. I'd rather have Blackman tonight. Mike Trout, 56. Nelly Cruz at 55. I think he'll get overlooked at the fourth highest outfielder, not facing a lefty. So Nelly could be sneaky nice. George Springer at 53 versus Kikuchi's outstanding. I got Max Kepler, who hit his 30th dong of the year yesterday. He's 52 versus Sparkman. That's a great play as well. David Dahl and Coors at 52. Lukey Betts at 51. These are all great plays. You got Yastrzemski at 5K. You got Starling Marte at 5K. All phenomenal. All should be parts of your stacks. I doubt you'll be one-offing with these guys. They should all be parts of your stacks. Now, when you get below 5K, you got decisions to make. We mentioned Mancini earlier. Willie Calhoun, if you're stacking Texas, is interesting. But JD Martinez is only 48. Very solid play. Very, very solid play in that matchup. You got Hunter Pence at 48 versus Alexander. That's a decent look as well. Going on down, you got Oscar Mercado at 47. That's okay. I'd rather have Eddie Rosario or Hunter Pence in their matchups at their price points. Juan Soto, probably not tonight unless you're going real weird in the GPP. Conforto is on fire right now. He's 45 versus Trevor Williams. I can get behind that in a GPP lineup. Going in the below, in the mid to low 4Ks now. Whit Merrifield, Bryce Harper at only 44 versus Nova. I like that a lot. That's a great price point there. Derek Fisher, he cracks the lineup for Toronto at 42. He's in play tonight versus Brooks. Jock jams, lefty-lefty, maybe. But Teoscar Hernandez at 41 if you're stacking. Jorge Soler at only 41 versus Martin Perez. Very, very nice price point there. Well, that's really, really solid. Jesse Winker, hopefully leading off versus Gossman, only 4K. That's a solid low price point for you. Going below 4K now, you get Aaron Judge, who's in a massive slump at 39. Aaron Hicks at 39. Both can hit lefties just fine. Getting a massive discount on those boys versus Eduardo Rodriguez tonight. Randall Grichuk went deep yesterday, day-to-day tonight. I mentioned Billy McKinney yesterday. I mentioned him a few times because he's always cheap. He went deep again. He's had four homers in his last 10 games. I told you when he goes off 21, then a 0, a 0, a 20, a 0, a 16. Billy McKinney in a GPP at 38. You can do worse. Jordan Luplow against the lefties, worth the look. Adam Eaton, lefty-lefty, maybe not tonight. Other than that, you know, Josh Van Meter at only 3,700. He's only outfield only now. That's real solid at 3,700. Nico Goodrum at 36 in a GPP. I can see that. Marvin Gonzalez is only 35. Eloy Jimenez is only 35 versus Vargas. Another play for you as well. So there's a lot to like on this slate. There's value at every position. Just mix and match. Plant your flags on what you want stack-wise, or just go full YOLO home run derby because there's offense for days on this slate. Recapping your pitching up top, Lance Lynn, Robbie Ray, Wade Miley. Down below, Dustin May, Jason Vargas, Alex Wood, Steven Matz. When you're stacking it up, I like Toronto quite a bit tonight. I like them quite a bit. Minnesota versus Sparkman, a 6.7 total highest at the moment. And Colorado, both phenomenal plays. Giants versus Peter Lambert's very good as well. But Minnesota, Colorado, great plays, popular plays. Get them. Toronto, Texas versus Tyler Alexander is really, really nice. I think Boston versus James Paxton, it's buried down the list here, should be really good. Phillies versus Nova is outstanding. The Dodgers are always in play no matter what they're doing. They're always worth the look. So lots of ways to go. Those would be my top ones for now. We can mix and match some others. Like Kansas City could be a sneaky low-owned one versus Perez. The Reds versus Kevin Gausman. Gausman's been horrible. Those are some of the lower ones you can take a peek at. But so much offense tonight. So much offense. Check lineups as the day goes on and kind of get a feel for how it's all going. Let's get the... on slates like this, like our boy Maddie in the TQE Discord says, this is the slate where you can pick your favorites and take the lowest owned one. Play the leverage game tonight is one way to go about it. BVP on this slate, Gleyber Torres, Urshela, Encarnacion, Romine have all taken Eduardo deep. But the Red Sox, JD 6 for 13, double triple homer. Betts 6 for 18, double three homers. Devers 3 for 7, Holt 3 for 7, Bogarts have had a home run. JBJ 5 for 12 with a double. They've had some serious success for Paxton as a team at 300. 367 WOBA, 240 ISO. Bryce Harper, 6 for 13, two doubles, two homers off of Nova. Cesar Hernandez, 4 for 11. Franco's taking him deep. Good stuff there. Tim Anderson, 5 for 11 with a homer off Jason Vargas. Mentioned him as a GPP play. Conforto has taken Trevor Williams deep, 4 for 8 with a double and a homer. Andrelton Simmons, 7 for 11 off Clevinger. Shohei Ohtani, 2 for 3 with two homers off Clev. That's interesting. Tyler Flowers, 7 for 11 with two doubles off Alex Wood. Freddie Freeman, 6 for 14 with a homer off of Alex Wood. What can't Freeman do for you? Tucker Barnhart, 2 for 5 with a double and a homer off Gossman. He was cheap. Cheap, cheap, cheap. It's pretty bleak now. Polanco, 4 for 9 with a double and a homer off Glenn Sparkman. Marwin Gonzalez and Max Kepler have both taken Sparkman deep. Chester Cuthbert, 5 for 8, double and a homer off of Martin Perez. Whit Merrifield, 4 for 9 with a double. Ryan McMahon, 2 for 2 with a double and a homer off Sean Anderson. Super small sample. They probably faced him one game, but they hit 389 with a 533 WOBA and a 444 ISO off Sean Anderson. That doesn't bode well, kid. Doesn't bode well. Anthony Rendon, 4 for 10 with a double and a homer off Robbie Ray. Parra, 5 for 11 with a double and a homer. Howie Kendrick, a double and two homers off of Robbie Ray. Cody Bellinger, 4 for 11, two doubles off of Eric Lauer. That'll do it for your Friday, August 2nd edition of Quick Hits. Again, go check out thequantedge.com. Jump in there for the NFL season package of $149.99. Get the rest of MLB free when you use promo code Bubba. I highly, highly recommend it. Also, check out fantasysportsdegens.com. We're going to have a bunch of NASCAR action for you this weekend. We got a lot of podcasts for you. I got Bench with Bubba episode 194, Bubba and the Bat Flip, the second edition, dropped on Monday. Around the Base with Bubba and Mo episode 115, dropped on Tuesday. We got a Bench with Bubba episode 195, MLB trade deadline recap with Justin Mason, our good buddy from FWFB, and the sleeper and the bust. We have a Bench with Bubba episode 196, the AFC West and NFC West fantasy football previews with our buddy Ryan Hallam of Fighting Chance Fantasy. We have so much coming up this weekend, so go check it all out. Really, really good stuff. Golf is in full force. I actually recorded another Bench with Bubba last night. It'll release over the weekend. Fantasy football quarterback preview with Eric Smith of the QB list. So go check it all out. If you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. But most importantly, enjoy your weekend. We are in August. Summer is dwindling away quickly. Lots of baseball. Football's back. Golf is awesome. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Friday, August 2nd edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.